Oh man, I wish I had a fairy godmother to help me with my fit. It's looking kind of busted right now.
Hey you, cutie with no hoodie. It's your fairy godmother.
Damn, you mean a fairy god me? Because we sound just alike. Am I having an insecure Issa Rae in the mirror moment?
Yeah, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered, okay? So we gonna make sure that you are looking hot this winter when you go out to have a ball.
Okay. So what y'all got over there?
Well, I am the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy, say that 10 times fast, and they got you. They got matching sets from Puma, Nike, Juicy Couture, and so much more.
Okay.
All you gotta do is go to millennials.com/shops and click on DTLR Villa, and you can get the savings today.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hurry back,
because my car's gonna turn into a pumpkin if I don't come back on time?
No, Millennials Anonymous is on, so let's go.
This is for my millennial. Baby, you got it. Baby, you got it. Check me. Check. Millennials. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it.
Hello everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. My name is Lee Swinney, and I am a fucking millennial. Yes, I am.
You know I'm fucking with y'all. You know I don't talk like that shit, but welcome to another episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, we are back all the way for a brand new episode out this bitch. And I want y'all to know that P to the motherfucking S and the A. I gotta say it. Because today is the day for the lovers. Last year, we did this episode on National Side Chick Day. Hey, hello. It's so much cheaper for men to buy for the side chicks. That's why they be doing that.
Excuse me, bitch.
Whatever. You know, today we're for the wags, for the wives and the girlfriends. Shout out to the wives and the girlfriends of the world. We're doing this on Valentine's Day. Hey, hi, welcome. Okay. If you're listening to this, it's for the lovers. For the lovers. And I was in the store and it was a grown PSA. It is Valentine's. There's no M in that. Use your consonants. Let's look at the word. Okay. Do you see an M anywhere near that bitch? No, you don't. I saw a grown ass man in his late 40s, maybe early 50s, in the store talking about Valentine's. I'm gonna go get my wife a Valentine's.
Bruh.
No the fuck you won't, sir. That shit don't exist. Now, I understand maybe you merging words. Maybe you like, okay, it's Valentine's Day and it's Valentine's time. So I'm gonna mix that shit together and say Valentine's. But
Bruh.
Guess what? If you read the call, because I know if y'all saying it, y'all are writing that shit like that. Don't give your wife no incorrect grammar and spelling today. Don't do that for the wives and the girlfriends. Side chicks, sure. Wives and girlfriends deserve better, sir. I need for you to look at that fucking card. Flip that shit over because men don't read them shits. They just grab. Okay? They just grab. This is the same thing they do when they see titties. They just grab. Listen. Take the card. Look at it. Open that shit up. Matter of fact, sometimes you only have to. The shit is on the front. Read it slowly. Okay? Read it real slow. Just like what she would tell you to do if you was about to have sex, sir. You need to go slow. Valentine. I don't see an M anywhere near that. Just for me. Please. I don't want to hear no other grown person talking about no Valentine's. I'm going to just get my Valentine's. Stop it. And I fuck up words all the time. You know, I fuck up words worse than I will fuck up a piece of cake, man. I'm telling you, I will fuck that shit up. But I do be fucking them up. but not Valentine's. Okay? We're not doing it. We're not doing it today. But guess what we are doing? We're going to say thank you to my guest last week who gave you all of the details and information that sex can't be the gift, ma'am. If it's the same sex that you've been having, keep that shit. Okay? He said he don't want that lazy half-ass sex. He don't want that 2-3 lick sex. He don't want that. He said you better come with the extra or you better be in the lines. Okay? That's this. It's what you need to do. You're going to be in the lines. He said games, shoes, I still find that shit highly expensive to shop for men. I think men are way more expensive than women. Stop it. There's no debate about this. Men are way more expensive. And he's saying, I was like, it's men out there paying for their wives and girlfriends to get their hair and nails done every week? Or I'm like, where do they do that at? I've been married for a long time. And occasionally he'll do that. But I get my own shit done. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where they do that shit at, but men are way more expensive to, way more expensive to shop for. But, you know, shout out to Bacardi and Geek Set. Make sure you support Geek Set Podcast. They're doing so many big things over there. And Bacardi is so funny. I think I shared like 3 clips. He's naturally funny. Like, he just has a natural humor about him. So make sure you support him too. And I definitely think he should do way more like commentary. I know that he's more of a gaming guy, but he should do way more commentary. But shout out to him because he's so fucking funny. He's hilarious. And today we have another guest, okay? Technically, I don't know if they're considered Midwest. I think Wisconsin is, I don't know if it's Midwest. Maybe it's just up. Maybe I don't know where my geography is. Maybe I don't. But I know where Detroit is. I know where Michigan is. Now that is up and it's stuck, okay? And we have a great guest today. She is also super dope and super hilarious and so funny. And it is Miss Karan from the Unapologetically Dope Podcast. Yes, which is hosted by School Rosé and herself. She's here today to talk relationships. And y'all know I don't even be doing that shit. Like, I talk about relationships, but I don't. But I do, but I don't. And today, that's all we're going to talk about is for the lovers and a house for the love. We're going to get down, baby. I feel like she has more insight about the dating game. So I'm glad she's here. So we're going to talk to her. So there's a lot of things that have been going on. Top 10... Let's not. Millennials Minutes. We might talk about Millennial Minutes. We'll do a quick Millennial Minutes, I guess. But there's a lot of things that have been going on. Before I get there, I do need to speak to my women. Because, listen. Listen now. There's been a lot of sex tapes or images from former boy band members and a former rapper from the 2000s. So your 2000s childhood is completely fucking ruined. Okay, over the last couple of days, it got completely ruined.
Nope.
But they came out. And I've seen one of them. The other one, I saw an image of it, but I didn't actually see the video itself. And I want to just talk to my ladies. Come here. We can't keep dick shaming. We can't do that. Especially since we are in an era of body positivity and we don't want anybody to body shame us. Now, fuck men because they always are at the head of the establishment and they set the beauty standards. So fuck them. But I want you to know that we can't do that. We don't want to be them. Especially since, let me take you back to my undergrad. The average male penis is about 6 to 7 inches erect. Now, pause. Think about that shit. Where the fuck is y'all getting these 13, 14 inch dicks from? I don't know. I really don't. And I don't even know who is out there taking 14 inches in the... who's doing... Like, where are you... I would need to get permanent disability. Like, I don't know where y'all doing that shit at, but it's not for me. Okay, y'all can keep that. But that's the average. They've done countless studies on different races before y'all said that, but that's right, white. No. They've done it on different races of men, different cultures, different countries, different places, different times in history, and it is still the average. 6 to 7 inches. Erect. What are we doing, women? Like, we have this, you talk about men have unrealistic body goals. So who do we?
Come on, man.
Unfucking realistic. Like, that just, come on now. Like, we're doing, it's unrealistic. Now, are there men out there that are way bigger than that? Sure. But that's not the average. They are exceptions. We keep making this seem like this is everybody's walking around with 10 inches, 10, 12 inches. No. Most men aren't walking around with a foot long dick. Like, that's just not what's happening. Like, it's just not where it's at. And I really don't want my shit fucked up like that. Like, maybe y'all want y'all shit fucked up, but I got to go to work tomorrow. Like, I got shit to do, and I don't want that to be it. I don't want to have to pick up my vagina off the floor because he didn't knock that shit off the tracks. I don't want that. But going back to this video, a lot of y'all was really, really hating on Nelly. And I think that y'all were being unfair to Nelly. First of all, I don't know if y'all, I couldn't really tell because she had her hand around it. So it's kind of hard to see it without her hand. Because I feel like if she moved her hand, you might have a different opinion of it. It's hard for me to tell. Maybe not for y'all, but it's hard for me to tell. I feel bad for her because the shit is all over the internet. But looking, kind of seeing her face, she doesn't look like a young woman. She seems like she's older. If you over the age of 25, because don't let no man or woman record you having sex with them. Now, back in my younger days, in my young 20s, yes. Did I have let someone record, or have I recorded? Yes. That shit is since deleted, or maybe it's on Pornhub. Go try to find it, I guess. But my thing is this. Don't let nobody record you. If you're over the age of 25, there's no reason for this to ever be happening. Because, yes, there's a thing called revenge porn, and a person can get in trouble for releasing it. Like, if you have an ex and they release it after y'all break up, they can actually be held legally liable for that, criminally liable for that, especially depending on the states that you're in. But, like, I've never understood why people would allow people, if you don't want the person to see your shit in person, like, you don't want them to see the titties in person, don't send them a picture of it. Like, why? That shit lasts forever. Why would you do that? That don't even make no fucking sense. There's no way on God's green earth you should be doing that. Don't let nobody record you. Listen, women, don't let nobody record you, because that shit can get out at any point. And that's another reason why you don't want 12, because it is much easier to do that on a 7-inch than a foot. Isn't it? You can really look like an expert on 7, but a foot, that's like you got to get your scuba gear. Like, you got to get your air together, your oxygen tank. You got to release your neck muscles and your throat clamp down. Like, it, you got to really mentally prepare for that. Whereas if you got 6-7 inches, hey, you look like a fucking expert. I don't know about y'all. I'd rather work smarter, not harder. It's just me, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Every man is not going to be slaying it. It's okay if you're not slaying it. I can't relate because I've not ever had, honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, I've never had that experience where some people's like, is he really small? I've never had that experience, though. Never. So I don't know what that's like, but I am going to be an advocate for men that don't necessarily have 10 inches or more. I'm going to be an advocate, okay? We sort of, you know, they got all these stupid ass things out there for men now, you know. Let's start a group for them. Mm-hmm. Let's start a group for them. But and the same thing about Lil Fizz. I didn't watch this one. Now, I did see an image from it, and all dicks aren't photogenic. Some of them aren't. Like, I mean, let's just be real. Like, all of them aren't glamorous. Whereas, same thing with vaginas, though. It's not, everybody's is not photogenic. Like, so we got to take that with us. Everybody, sometimes people got a lot of extra and it don't look good, or to you, but it looks good to somebody. Everybody's is not shaped the same. Now, I know y'all is trying to say a mushroom. They call it a mushroom. What's the name from Toad? Yeah, y'all saying he look like the Toad from Super Mario Brothers, which is unfair. It's very unfair. It's not my cup of tea. Again, every dick needs love. Okay, so love what you got. Love what you get. and move, you know, move B. And I'm pretty sure this won't deter some women from talking to him. So he's going to be just fine. Okay, he's going to be just fine. And speaking of being just fine, Nick Cannon is very well endowed. Yes, he also had an image that leaked. Now, he sent it, he's well over 30. And he sent an image to a woman and she leaked it. That was like maybe a month or two ago. Might have been into last year or something like that. But it came out. And clearly, he is privileged in that area. But he got in trouble because Kevin Hart sent him a vending machine of condoms. Apparently, I don't know if Nick Cannon has even seen a condom. Or maybe he don't like condoms. I don't know what his deal is. But Kevin Hart sent him over. Apparently, he saw that image too, because he didn't even send him over just regular Trojans. No. He sent him over Magnums. Mm-hmm. And he's seen that image. He's seen it. He sent him over Magnums. And he apparently got in trouble. Now, as a friend, I know they're friends and they're both comedians. I would have been a little tight if you send me over. Because I'm like, Kevin, don't you got about 5-6 kids over there? No, send this shit back to you. I mean, you got a lot of kids. Like, you got kids over there. It's a lot of hearts over there. You know who did get tight? His baby mothers got mad at him for that. And I was like, why? If Nick is not mad, why the fuck is y'all mad? Like, I don't understand. He didn't use a condom, clearly. So what are y'all mad about? I'm not getting it. He didn't say that y'all kids was a mistake. What he was saying is don't have no more. Like, you done. I think you done. Like, you had a lot of kids. And I think you done. And he just, that's what Kevin, I think, was trying to say. And I feel like Nick Cannon now agrees that he's probably done. Like, 8 children is a lot of kids. And I think that he's feeling it. And that's why he went on that whole tirade on his show talking about he didn't expect to have this many kids. And he was going to take a vow of celibacy. Because, like, if something is going well, you don't say, you know what, I'm not going to have any more. I'm going to stop here. No, you keep going. And he was like, no, I think I'm done. He went on his show and he went down the rabbit hole, which got him in trouble again. So, a baby with Nick Cannon, if you're going to be sensitive about that, you know he got a lot of kids. You know he got a lot of kids. But let's go to the guests. Let's get to these topics of the day with Miss Karan, okay? And then we can get to these millennial minutes, because we're going to be fast today. Yes, because I know y'all already in love mode. So we're going to get this done real quick, okay? All right, and we are back. We have a guest today. Yes, we do. All the way from Michigan. Yes, Detroit. The Big D is in the house. We have Karan all the way from the Unapologetically Dope podcast. She's going to be giving us all her unapologetically dope opinions on Millennials Anonymous. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I always try. I always try to do really, really well. And you know, this is the week for the lovers. And so we're pre-recording this, but when this comes out, this will be the week for the lovers. Are you big on Valentine's Day? Do you do that? Is that you?
I actually haven't been involved with anybody around Valentine's Day. And I don't know if it's on purpose.
Okay.
But after my Valentine's Day experience last year, I just was like, I need to go back and exit stage left, because thumbs down. It was so trash.
You don't try to get into a relationship so you can have gifts like on Valentine's Day or spend Valentine's Day with a person? No.
I typically just spend it by myself. I take the day off work if it's a weekday.
Okay.
Movies.
Do you really?
Yeah. If it's a weekday, I take it off work because I don't want to see the love in the office. But I either go to the movies, go get a mani and a pedi. Like this year, I took the day off because it's a Monday. And I'm going to go get a mani and a pedi. My new couches are arriving. I got my new sound bar. So I'm just making a movie day. So, you know.
That's all that matters. Like, it's really about you. I don't know why people, if you don't care about your fucking spouse, no day but Valentine's Day, you probably fucked up somewhere. Like, I'm just saying. You see all the flowers coming. I'm like, he ain't brought you flowers all year.
See, the thing is, I feel like if I was actually involved with somebody, I wouldn't mind it. And, okay. But since I'm not, it's just kind of like, oh, well, does somebody want to be nice enough to give me something? Oh, thank you. I'll take it. But
I don't owe you nothing. It's just you give me a gift and that's all that matters. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of things. Speaking of gifts, there's a topic that comes up quite often. And we're both adults. Is sex a valid gift for Valentine's Day, either from a man or from a woman? Because it's usually, let's just be honest, this is usually women. We are usually, oh, I'm going to give him some for Valentine's Day. And you don't actually
lingerie, the lingerie going and shit.
Right. And you don't actually give him a gift. Is it valid?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because it's like, you get sex any other day. So getting sex on Valentine's Day, like, what makes that extra special other than the fact that you might have bought some extra lingerie or something to make it like pop? But other than that, I don't think that that's a valid gift.
What if you're doing something extra? So let's say maybe you don't suck dick all the time. So it's like, you know, for special occasions, you might bring that out your repertoire. Is that more of a gift?
I still don't think so. I mean, it's like, no. It's just okay. I don't think so. I understand, like, it could be a part of the gift, but it shouldn't be the main part of the gift. But I'm a big gift giver. Like, I love giving really great gifts because I actually listen to jokers and what they like and what they dislike. And it's like, I like having an upper hand. Like, yeah, I actually listen to you. I got you something that you like. You know what I'm saying? Give me all the ping-ping or whatever. Like, I need it all. But, you know, but sex is definitely not a gift.
And I agree. I think it shouldn't be a gift, just a gift. Because I know some women don't buy anything at all. I don't even know. Some of the women I know, I don't know if they brought anything on Valentine's ever for a spouse. Because it's always been the opposite way. Like, sex for an item or money. It's almost like, I'm not gonna say it's prostitution, so don't come at me. Don't come at me. It's not prostitution, people. If y'all listening, I'm not saying that's what that is,
but it's borderline. It's teetering the fence.
But it's real close. But I mean, I guess like some people will say, like, what if you do like a whole massage thing? Like, I give them a massage, I plan that out, and then I was like, okay, if you do it that way, then maybe. Because then it's like you've given them all of this time and special attention. And then you might add in some extra tricks. I mean, who knows? Maybe you might bring an extra person or so. I'm not doing that. Because I've seen that go
all the way left.
Even though a lot of people are doing that now. Open relationships has become a thing where people want to bring extra people in the bedroom. I've never seen it work, but I'm not saying that it can't. But I've personally never seen a threesome go right.
I'm just saying, I'm not sharing a joke. Like, if I'm dealing with this dude, your ping ping is my ping ping, my nigga. Like, it's not gonna be no sharing. I'm not down with community dick. Like, I'm straight.
If a guy let you bring a guy, would that make you raise eyebrows, or would you be like, all right, let's get with it?
I would definitely raise a few eyebrows, because it's like, so if I like dick in around my mouth and you do too, we need to have a different discussion.
But you heard what she's from Kid and Play. She was in that and Baby Boy, the mother. Mm-hmm. I can't think of her name right now. She said she had a threesome for her 50th birthday, and it was two guys, but they didn't touch each other, just her.
She just wanted all the pleasure. That's what she wants. Right. She just wants all right. Now, I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm just saying I understand the premise behind it.
It's a lot, though. I mean, for me, I agree with you. It's just a bit much, but I know that people like that. Hey, if you add an extra person, then that could be a gift. But I mean, you got to be doing extra if sex is what you're giving out on Valentine's Day.
Right. And then plus, we got TikTok now. Like, TikTok has all the tricks. Like, there's a trick on TikTok to, like, get rid of your gag reflex for a short amount of time.
You're
like,
lying to me.
Girl, I'll send it to you because I'm gonna tell you what it is. I saw it on TikTok. One of my friends said to me, I'm like, this is not true. So I went on there, I looked, and she went through the hole or whatever. It's like some type of pressure point, like right here. And it's like, you hold your fist and then you do like this and do some other stuff or whatever. And like, she tried to take a toothbrush and like stick it down her throat. And I was like, well, let me try this. Let me see. Just experimentation wise. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Oh, really?
It worked. You lying to me. Okay, let me find out.
I'm thinking y'all experts
and y'all just pressing pressure points and all of this type of stuff. You got to be kidding me. This whole
now, time. Of course, you know, it's not a permanent remedy, but right. You know,
it at least get it down there.
Right.
Yeah, now we don't know what it's gonna do once it's in there, but it is. You can, at least you can get it down there. What is the worst gift you've ever gotten though, Valentine?
Girl, last year. Let me tell.
What happened?
I'm not gonna give you the whole story, but I'm gonna give you like part of it. So I was entertaining this young gentleman. I was entertaining this guy. And Valentine's Day isn't my thing. And it just so happened to be his birthday. And so I had to make it known that, sir, I'm going to get you a gift, but it's not a Valentine's Day gift. Like, this is strictly a birthday gift because we had only been like talking for like a month, maybe a little over or something like that. So he was saying how he was going to get me a gift. I remember me and him sitting down having a conversation. He asked me the things that I like. And I said, well, you know, I feel like I'm a lady. Made me feel pretty. Like, I don't typically like flowers any other day, but I'll take flowers that day. I love chocolate. I'm a chocolate fiend. So pretty much I like all chocolates, peanut M&Ms, the Ferrero Rocher little golden chocolate nugget situations or whatever. I was like, I like. No, I'm not. So I was like, I also like bears, but don't give me no 4-foot bear. I ain't gonna do nothing but sit in the corner and collect dust. And I'll probably take it to my mama's house and let the dog have at it.
agree.
Then I was just like, you know, I like stuff. But then when you come into my house, I have all of these Bath & Body Works candles and stuff. Like, I'm real big on scents. So I was just like, yeah, like, you know, I'm not real whatever. It's just that, you know. You know what I like. And you know, like, everybody who knows me knows that I'm a bourbon whiskey girl. So it's like, I feel like a decent bottle of something like that should have been in play. Nah. I remember talking to this fool, because Valentine's Day last year was on Sunday. I remember talking to him, asking him like, so what was going on for Valentine's Day? Like, if he had a plan or anything. And he was just like, yeah. I said, okay, cool. Like, is it all day? And he was just looking at me crazy like, what you mean by is it all day? I said, because a bunch of my single friends is talking about going go-kart racing, and I want to go go-kart racing. But if you actually have a plan set in stone for us, I'm not going go-kart racing. Like, I just feel like, you know, just whatever. So he was just like, yeah. I remember talking to him on that Friday. He was like, yeah, I got you some, I just leave in the mall. I just got you some stuff. I'm like, all right, cool, for sure. You ain't really need to tell me that, but it's cool. So the day before, I had went to the mall. I know he was talking about all these different colognes and stuff that he wanted. And I got him that Victor Roth Spice Bomb gift set or something.
Okay.
That, like, one of my homegirls, one of my sorority sisters, actually, she makes like chocolate covered strawberries, fruits, all this other stuff or whatever. She, little mini edible arrangement or whatever.
Oh.
And she can actually infuse it with whatever alcohol it is that you want. So, because I know that he too likes whiskey. Infuse some shits with some damn Jameson. Shit, why not? Fuck it. Valentine's Day rolls around. This man came to my house. I opened up the door. This motherfucker hand me Bath & Body Works bag. The small Bath & Body Works bag. I immediately got pissed, but I didn't show it because I'm like... He does not believe in fucking presentation. Like, you could at least went to fucking the dollar in them and got me a damn gift bag. Like, you didn't have to give me a Bath & Body Works bag. But I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna leave you alone. So we came in my kitchen, saw on the island his gifts, and he was just like, oh my god, this is the most thoughtful gift I ever gotten, yada yada yada. Asked me what was in his motherfucking Bath & Body Works bag.
Oh no.
I need you to verbally ask me what was in his bag.
I'm gonna go with a candle, since you said you like scents, and then when you walk into the house.
Nope.
They don't sell them but like kitchen stuff. He ain't buy you no like a kitchen utensil, did he?
Nope. What this man got me, a 2-pound bag of peanut M&Ms.
You lying.
The big ass thing of Ferrero Rochers. And he got me, I wish I had it down here with me. I it's upstairs because I use it to like rinse out my tub. and I might use it to water my plants. He got me a plastic beer mug that said, "Kiss me, I'm Irish."
Are you Irish?
Fuck no. No offense to the Irish. Like, I'm down, you know, I bang with y'all. But I myself am not Irish. So I sat here and like initially I didn't open it up. Like, I didn't look into the bag because I just knew that based on his reaction, that nigga Secret Santa my gift. Like, you know, Secret Santa, you got a limit that you try. He's Secret Santa.
He's Secret Santa. That's the new thing. He's Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. And I was so pissed. And like I sat here and I looked in there. I picked up the bottle. And I was just like, "Kiss me, I'm Irish." He did not have a plan set. Because normally I sit there and I watch 90s rom-com. Because I love 90s rom-com. Because the shit is funny. And we just sat on my couch and watched that. And then it comes like 11 something. I guess he was trying to linger. I said, "Oh, so you getting ready to leave?"
It's about like, that time.
Because you not thinking that you about to get no ass after you the Secret Santa me a motherfucking Valentine's Day gift. Like, no. So he left. And like, I had to talk to him later. I was like, "Yeah, this is completely unacceptable. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't understand why you got me this. Kiss me. I'm Irish shit. I don't know. I don't know what you were thinking. What were you thinking? Like, let me know. Tell me." And then like, he got real quiet. I said, "Were you thinking that, you know, like I like alcohol or like me drinking?" And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "But I don't drink beer." At least if you were going to do something like that, it could have been real crystal. Like, you could have went to fucking what Things Remembered and got something and customized it or whatever. And I was like, "I like to drink, but I like to drink bourbon and whiskey. Why didn't you give me a decanter set? Like, I feel like that's common sense." I was like, "But best believe you're making this gift up to me." And he was just like, "Oh yeah, I got you for your birthday. My birthday at the end of March." Okay. I was like, "No, you're making this up to me before then." Common sense would have told him, "Okay, day after Valentine's Day. Or the Valentine's Day shit go on sale. Everything's 50% off." No. Nah, he did make it up. He got me a decanter set that was customized, got my name on it, got the two glasses with my initials on it or whatever. All right, cool, show. But it's because I told you what to get me. You didn't pay attention to me to get me something nice. So
I mean, you know. You ended it after that? You was like, "No, I can't deal with you no more"?
No.
Okay.
I just, because like, he was real big on this. "Oh, you don't believe in second chances, blah, blah, blah." And I said, it's not that I don't believe in second chances. I don't believe in wasting my time. And I feel like certain mistakes shouldn't be made. This was not a mistake. You deliberately stood in this fucking CVS Walgreens bullshit. Just looked and saw fucking Kiss Me, I'm Irish. And was like, "Let me get her this." Like, you didn't think about me. You just was grabbing shit. So we continued on to a degree. Mind you, from January to the end of March, we did not engage in coitus. We did not. Because okay. I,
no. You said no, and you don't get no action with that.
You see no parts of the pussy. None. Okay. So, I had a housewarming last year for my birthday. I dated things the day after because he got in my house, my housewarming, my mom, my cousins, like my friends from kindergarten, friends from college, high school, or whatever, professional people. Mm-hmm. It was more like a professional mixer. I had a bartender here, everything. Like, it was dope.
Okay. Okay, that's what you did. Okay.
Yeah, you know, shout out to my bartender. He's the GOAT. But this man got so drunk after he told me he wasn't going to drink. He walked in my house with like a fifth of Gentleman Jack or something.
Ooh, okay.
He got so blasted. Like, he was grooming my male cousins that would hug me and stuff because he got real territorial.
Oh,
he was mad, I feel like, because I didn't introduce him to my mom. But I already told him, "I'm not introducing you to my mom because you're not my man. Like, you can't meet the queen under those circumstances. Now, if you sit here and hold a conversation with her regularly, oh, by all means, but don't bring me up." This fool, like, was walking up to my friend saying some really inappropriate stuff. He was having a bitch fit because he felt like I wasn't giving him my undivided attention.
Oh, wow.
And he pissed all over one of my bathrooms.
You lying.
No, all on the toilet seat and on the floor.
Okay.
He ended up throwing up off of my porch.
No. Yeah, he got to go.
And like all of my cousins and all of my friends were ready to fight him. They were like, Karan, let us know. We'll shut this bitch down right now. And I was like, everybody is enjoying themselves. They're having a really great time. We just need this man to leave. They got him the fuck up out of here. I called him next day, told him everything that happened. I said, yeah, this has been like trying to stick a square inside of a circle. And at this point, it's a wrap.
And we're done. End scene. Yeah, I know you did more than I think most people would have put up with. I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't have continued to date him, because you know, you never know. People do. You need to give people second chances. You just never know. Maybe he really wasn't that thoughtful. Because my worst gift was, I don't know, you're a little younger than me, but in the gas station back in the day, they used to have these little plastic roses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had like a little bear with it.
And then it had like a little like balloon or whatever attached to it sometimes too.
That's what I got. And so I was like, you mean to tell me, because they knew that I brought them some, because I was talking, they were on the way to my house. And so, because this was a while ago though, but they were on the way to my house. I'm like, oh yeah, and you know, it's Valentine's Day. We've been talking for a nice amount of time. It wasn't like last, like we was talking for a week. I think it was, we've been talking for like maybe about 12 months or so. So it's a nice amount of time. They were on their way over. And I said, hey, I got a gift. Oh, you got me a gift. That's how I knew that this was the only thing that you could get and bring to me. Never again. Never again. Now, I did continue to date them. And eventually it evolved into something really good. But yeah, that was the worst thing I've ever got no Valentine's Day. Ever. I'm like, at least for me, I say, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm not an expensive girl. Like, I know with some girls, you got to have a Birkin. You got to have shoes. That's not me. It's all about the thought that count. Like, even if you
I'm
said
very low maintenance. I feel like I'm low maintenance.
Yeah, I feel I'm low maintenance too. Like, if you make me something like a second grader, like you sit there, you make the bomb ass card in your house, like I love you, check one, check two, you know, fish, blue fish. To me, you put your heart in that. I'll take that. Like, maybe I'm crazy, but for me,
no, like it's definitely the thought. Let me know that you thought enough about me. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, give me some poetry or something. I mean, I'll take it even if it's bad. It just means that you tried to do something and it was the thought that counts. Now, have you, I guess we're going to switch it up a little bit. So speaking of talking to someone, there was a scenario I was listening to somebody else's radio show. I don't remember the radio station I was listening to, so I can't give them credit. But they were talking about a girl who got, she ghosted a guy because... kind of, I guess it's not similar to your situation, but she goes to the guy because he didn't tell her that she was going to meet his family. Now, they had only been dating like 3 weeks. I honestly think that she was being a little dramatic about that, because she said she wasn't prepared. She wasn't dressed nice to meet his family. You know, he said the family loved her. And at that point, she never talked to him anymore. So she didn't want to talk to him because he put her in that situation. Is that a deal breaker?
I kind of want to side with baby girl. And why? The reason why is that you don't blindside me with something like that.
Okay.
I don't like being blindsided. Like, I'm really hard person to surprise. Because I be wanting to know everything. I can find out almost anything it is that I want to know. But when it comes down to the meeting of families, we needed to have sat down and had a different conversation about where this is going. Because I'm not just taking anybody home to meet Big KA. So it's like, how are you just going to randomly decide to invite me to this dinner or to whatever, and like all of your family is there? Now I feel bombarded. What if all these people had came up to me asking me all these questions, like making statements and assuming, you know what I'm saying? So asking me all these questions, trying to gauge me, trying to vet me, trying to see if I'm really this. And it's like, what if we went on that level? What if we weren't talking about forever and I'm meeting your family and they putting me through the ringer? And to me, you was just a little baby that was gonna listen for the time being. Like, it would depend on, like, if I was completely blindsided and we never had that conversation ahead of time about where things were going, oh, absolutely. Yeah, my dude, I need some space. How much space I need? Nigga, I'm an astronaut. Like, give me all the space right now. I might decide to come back and hold a conversation with you, but you trying to speed shit up and it wasn't a conversation.
Now, that part I was like, was fucked up. Like, I think 3 weeks is too fast. Like, I think that's what a lot of people go wrong. Like, they try to move this shit up too fast. You don't even know. Like, you know, when they were talking to him, he was saying that he felt like she was going to be the one. But I'm like, after 3 weeks, though, like.
But even still, it's still a conversation that you have. You don't just blindside nobody with that shit.
True. But I was like, I think that the reason why for me, it wouldn't have been necessarily a deal breaker. Yes, it would have been like, really, I'm in this fucked up t-shirt. I'm dirty. Like, you got me meeting your family looking like a fucking bum. Like, I would prefer to have been prepared.
Right.
But I think that that shows that he really did like you.
And I get that as well.
To be a part of the family. So it wouldn't have necessarily been a deal breaker. It would have been a conversation. Like, hey.
Oh, definitely would have been a conversation.
I would have been straight up with the family. Like, they say, hey, you know, you're how long you been dating? And you're going to be. I'm like, I don't know.
3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. We may not be
talking.
We just
met. Yeah. And like, I'm not one to like bump in situations like that. Like, I'm not covering for you. Like, they ask me a question, I'm being 100% honest. Like, I just met this man like not that long ago.
Right.
Because they over here looking at me crazy, like, why did you bring baby girl to the barbecue? And I'm like, shoot, I don't know why he brought me to the barbecue either.
We trying to find
out. We both trying to find out together.
But you're right. It is all about communications. And I think that a lot of people, that's the part that people miss. Now, the next thing that I wanted to ask you, because this was a study that was done about men. Men don't usually communicate to their partner when they're having bad sex. Women are actually more likely to say something, even though they're even not likely to say anything. Most people just kind of like ignore it. Because I was actually on someone else's, they were having this conversation. Shout out to Millennials versus the World, talking about how hard it is to tell somebody if they're bad in bed. To me, I say you have to, because it can be sexy. You can do that while you're having sex in a way where it's not like, this is trash. Like, you don't have to just stand up and be like, this sucks. But do you think that women have a more fragile ego when it comes to that? If a man says, you know what, this just not, you know, it's not clicking. Would you be upset if somebody said, this not clicking? No.
I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be upset.
Really?
Yeah. Cause I know, girl, I'm the bad girlfriend. Like, but no, like, it's very hard to like bruise my ego and like obliterate my pride. So, I mean, shoot, majority of the time I feel like I'm just winging this shit anyway. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job. So somebody was literally like, yeah, girl, that wasn't your best, man, dog. I felt like it wasn't my best either.
Yeah, you be doing something like, you like that? Yeah, like you do? You,
when they say trash it, don't work like that.
Like, this can't be working. Like, doing it for you.
Oh, you like that? Oh, okay.
Like, I think it would make me better. Like, if somebody said, hey, this is not working. Because, you know, when you, especially when you first start sucking dick, you be teethy like a motherfucker. And you got, somebody got to tell, they have to, this shit hurt. Because if they don't, you're going to circumcise them again. So I don't mind you if you say that, if you're not just being mean. I think.
See, I don't know how to not be mean.
Have you said, like, have you stopped somebody like this? Wait, sir, this not working. Have you done that?
Not necessarily like during. I definitely gave honest feedback afterwards. Like, when I lost my virginity, right? Case in point, I've been honest from day one. Like, it wasn't nothing to, like, it didn't feel like what I felt like it should have felt like. I didn't like orgasm or none of that. I don't even think I came. Like, and I was just kind of, I just felt like I was just laying there with a wet ass at the end of the day. And I wasn't satisfied. And he was my boyfriend. And so he lived around the corner from me, you know, walked me back home. And I was like, so did you come? And he was like, yeah. And so he was like, yeah, you know, he was real cocky. Yep. And I was like, he asked me, did I? I said, no, I didn't. And then he was just like, what? And I said, I didn't come. Like, I didn't enjoy that. And he was like, oh, well, it ain't gonna be like that next time. I said, how you know what's gonna be a next time? Like, I bullshit you not. I really said this to this man. Okay. I've also had a situation. Oh my gosh. I really don't want to say this, but I feel like I owe it to people.
Okay.
I feel like I owe it to the people to say it. So there was a situation. I'm not gonna say how long ago it was.
Okay.
If my friends listen to this, they will know. But I'm not gonna say how long ago it was. There was an attempt at coitus, an attempt at a sexual experience. And my man's didn't get in there. Like, how you hate from outside the club, you can't even get in. And so he rubbed the outside.
Okay.
Okay. He definitely came. And like, so
he shot up the outside of the club. Okay, guys. It happens, fellas. I'm not laughing at you.
So, of course, normally after sexual experiences, people want to hold conversations. And like, I avoided the conversation for days. We eventually had the conversation and he asked me about it. And I was like, you want me to keep it frank with you? He was like, yeah. I said, you weren't even inside me. And he was just like, his face went dead on the FaceTime. And I was like, never attempted coitus again. Never happened again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't think, well, first of all, I will say something during, but it's not in a way where it's mean. Like, you know, this is not like, stop, don't do that. Like, I don't do that. But you know, you put your voice on. I'm not the most sexy voice person. Like, I'm real off. Like,
right here, right there, go.
Right, yes, like, no, that way, that, and right here. Yes, right, faster, look like, yes, that.
Yeah.
You okay. Tell it, because it's not just sexy talk. You actually telling a person what the fuck to do. So it's like, mm-mm.
I haven't mastered that yet.
Do you want to sit there for what, 10 minutes and just like, this is, how long is this going to be? Because my first time was this very similar experience to yours, where it was like, okay, this is it. Like, okay, this is what we was waiting for. Okay. This not what I thought it was. So I felt that same way, but I was back then, oh, I would never said anything. Just like, it was great. It was amazing. Like, that was me back then.
I'm not having bad sex with nobody. I'm not no.
Younger? No. I couldn't say anything when I was younger. Older now, because I was like, no, I don't got the time for that. I got to fold clothes and do stuff. Like, I got shit to do. My time is precious. So I got to tell you what I need you to do when I need you to do it. Because, no, that's just not for me. But also, Nick Cannon is having 8 babies. This is his 8th baby. Would you date a man who has 8 babies?
No.
I think not ever.
No.
Not even if Nick Cannon called you like, no. Hey.
I don't even think Nick Cannon is attractive.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I mean, he's not the most gorgeous, but I think he's nice looking, but okay. To each his own.
He doesn't do it for me. I mean, like, I'm not saying like he's ugly. Like, he's not ugly. I'm just not sexually attracted to him, or looking at him and make me. I wouldn't even say all of that. It's just
not your thing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't do 8 if he was the most gorgeous man you've ever seen in your life. He was the nicest man you've ever seen. Because gorgeous don't matter. Nice is what matters. He got a good job.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Why should I?
I mean, that's true. But he's like
eight kids. Eight
is a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 is a lot. And I think it's 5.
8 is a lot.
6 babies mother.
Exactly. Look, I don't care what nobody say. When people sit here and say they ain't got no drama, sir and or ma'am, somebody is not pleased all the time. There's going to be some type of drama. And me personally, I don't do well with confrontation.
Okay.
Because I mean, I just don't do well with conversation. I don't start stuff, but I will definitely finish it. And most people won't like the way that I end up finishing it. So I just kind of like exit stage left. And like in that situation, I would rather exit stage left than get to a situation to where you pretty much got to pick between me and or your six baby mamas. And it's like, I would just rather not put myself in that situation.
It depends. It's not ideal. Because, of course, like you say, when you're bringing more people into your relationship, technically they're not in it, but they're going to be real close to it. Because when you have the babies, the children become their package. So when you accept the man, you accept the children, and the children come with mothers. So there are more people that you have to get along with if you want the man. But I think if he's a good dude, I'm not going to pass up a good dude because he had eight babies. Now, I probably will be looking a little bit. Because I'm like, why the fuck do you not like condoms? Do you not own, like, do you not know that that existed? I'm not sure.
He just had all the clubs, like, just spraying it up. Tat, 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 shout out to Mike J.
Yeah, which is reckless. I mean, yeah, that does give you some questionable behavior. But his, well, there was a picture that leaked. I get it. Like, once I saw the picture, I was like, okay, I got it. I get why women are, he has so many babies. I get it. He's quite well endowed. But
and that's fair.
Yeah, but he's, I think that's what made me like him more now that I know that. Because I actually can't stand him on a personal level. Like, I don't like a lot of his ideologies and the way that he kind of like maneuvers. But, or some of the things that he said in the past, let me say that. Some of the things he said in the past were a little fucking questionable to me. But that makes me like him a little bit. Like, I was like, okay, I got it. You look about 4 or 5 inches taller now that I know what I know about you, that I've seen it. But yes, I probably could date somebody that has children. Because I mean, but then also.
No, you didn't say that has children. You said that has 8 kids.
Well, 8 children, yes. Because I know he will get women because he's rich, but I think there's a woman out there that's dating a man that has 8 babies.
I mean, more power to them. Like, I know the way that I'm set up, and it's just not in my ministry. But I applaud those who
you said
took
six
on
women,
that portion of the congregation.
With 6 women, somebody got to be an asshole. Could you do 2 babies, mama? Or 1? Maybe 1?
You know, thinking back on my date in tenure, I don't think I've ever seriously dated a man with kids. I've talked to men.
Really? How did you never find a seriously? Man that don't have no kids?
I mean, like,
they out there?
I've dated. I know some men. I know a bunch of men that don't have kids, actually.
Okay.
But it's like, I've talked to dudes who had kids, and I really like, at least like, matter of fact, I think it was one dude that I liked really. I liked him a lot, and he had a son, and
see,
we just never got to a serious level, but it was more so him personally. And then like we were still cool, and I was like, okay, well, maybe if he became a little bit more mature, maybe somewhere down the line, like this could be a thing. And then next thing you know, he ended up with baby number 2, and I'm like, yeah, by a different girl. And I was just like, yeah, see, it's not my ministry. One kid, one woman that I might have to deal with, well, that I'm going to have to deal with. I can deal with that. But now you just spreading your seed wherever you feel like you want to lay down. And it's like
being reckless.
You being reckless. And I'm okay with that. And you know, you just not my person. But it was other conversations that me and him had that I knew that he wouldn't fit the bill. Yeah. But he cool though. He's a really nice guy.
So you got a friend out of it. Somewhere.
I don't talk to him. I blocked him.
Okay.
Like
well,
year.
You past acquaintance. Okay.
Yeah, like me and him were really great friends. I mean, maybe some place down the line we might be able to be like cool again. But it's just like shit, my feelings was hurt. I ain't gonna friend you.
Okay. So. Yeah. And for me, I think also my perspective is different because if I go back on the market, I am not on the market now, but if I do, I have children. So I have to date men. I can't date a man that doesn't have children. because at this point I went, once I had my third child, yeah, I have three, I said, no, you gonna cut this shit out, like, that's it, we done. So I can't have any more children. So I wouldn't want to date someone and know that I couldn't give them children if they wanted children, because if I'm dating a man that don't want children, he not gonna want my children. So I mean, if he can't have children, that's something different, but you get the point. So I could never date a man that didn't have children. So my perspective is just, and I've had children so long that it's like my perspective on it is different. But
yeah,
to each his own. Do what you do. What
I mean, you know, and I don't have kids. I mean, the closest thing I've ever had to a kid was a dog, and she died on me a few years ago. But you know, like, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, go get but, you want to get another one, another puppy.
I've been thinking about it. I want a cane corso, like I want a big dog. But
ooh, this is okay. Bad. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that's
I live in a house by myself. I need something that's gone.
You do
get a joker if they decide to come in here with me.
That's true, or at least a little dog, because they will alert you, so they may not stop them, but at least you can call the police. Just saying, you call them, tell them something going on. But what you can do, I enjoyed speaking with you, so it's happy Valentine's Day to you, because when this airs, it will be. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody else out there, because we want you to enjoy. Whether you with somebody or not, that really doesn't matter. You celebrate your goddamn self. You can love yourself, love your friends, love your family. You don't need somebody. It's all for social media anyway. People don't even like each other. Yeah. But aren't you doing something really cool on Valentine's Day?
Like I said, my couches and stuff is coming this weekend.
I thought y'all was doing like a photo shoot or something. So
this is what ends up happening. We had to push that back. It was because I got two jobs. And my second job kind of called me in for that weekend, because I work at a jewelry store. So, of course, it's Valentine's Day weekend. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're trying to sling all the diamonds. So
all the rings, yeah.
I got to get in there and I got to sling some diamonds. But, you know, it's still coming up. We just ended up pushing it back to the spring. And, you know, hopefully we get better pictures, because the weather will be a lot better, because we got all the snow.
Okay.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a little cold. Y'all up north. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. So that's coming. And then when can we get your podcast, or where can people listen to your podcast?
Well, that's a really great question. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I just show up when he tells me.
But we are definitely on Instagram. We do our Instagram lives on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. UDP_podcast on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. The Man's Fave Delta. Scoob's on Instagram. Scooby Rose.
Shout out to Scoob.
Yeah, Scoob.
He's funny. He was on here. Yeah, he don't want no woman to propose to him. He gonna slap and wring out her hand.
Me and him literally just had this conversation. He just sent me that episode last night. I was like, sir. But I feel him though. I feel him.
Really? I think equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity kind of bitch. Like,
you know, like, I have definitely equal opportunity, but I'm gonna tell you what Karan ain't finna do. I'm not proposing to no joker. I tell you that now. I'm not getting down on my knee with no ring. Oh my gosh, be my husband. I want you to be my man forever. Like, no, I ain't doing all of that.
No, I love it. If you like it, I love it. So if I see it, hey, that's beautiful. Look,
like I said, it's not my ministry. But, you know, if that's what you want to do, by all means.
Don't slap rings like Scoob, though. He going to slap rings out of other people's hands. He going to walk past the engagement like, get that ring out your hand.
Get up, girl. I will probably walk into the girl, grab by her arm, get your ass up. I love it.
Your
mama will not approve.
I love it. I want to see more of it, goddammit. Like, more women should propose to men, get down on one knee, two knees. Maybe not two knees. That's not good. But do
I was going to say something weird about it. I mean, if she do it in private, you know, then she can instantly, you know, add. But, you know.
He said yes. No.
Yes. No. Hold on. Let me do this quick little, what's the name? Get this gag reflex up out of here.
But I hope y'all enjoy y'all days. And I enjoyed speaking with you. You got to come back now. So when it's Valentine's Day and for the lovers, we're going to talk popular culture. Because we talk politics. I don't know if you follow politics, but I talk politics. We talk pop culture, current events, whatever the fuck is going on is what we do. And I got to have you back because you are so fun to talk to.
Absolutely.
But again, make sure you follow them. Make sure you listen to their podcast because they are so dope. I've been on there a lot. And he won't smack you if you watch it. He really won't. He loves you. He's such a nice guy. He really is. He really is. Shout out to Scoop. But thank you so much for coming. You can come back anytime you want.
Oh, you let me know. You know, I don't do nothing but work from home, you know.
Oh, see, and you work from home? See, that's what's up. See, now we got to make this work even better. We got to make it work. But yes, come back. We're going to have her back, everybody, because she was so fun. And happy Valentine's Day to all y'all lovers out there. And wear a condom, Nick Cannon.
Absolutely. Yes. Please do. Because we do not need no more Scorpio babies.
No. No more.
All right, I want this.
Honey, I'm here.
We can do the news now. Don't
mind
everyone.
I want to talk to
you
about
it. We can do the news.
Good evening.
I'm laughing
like a ventriloquist dummy.
You are.
Oh,
yeah, in these streets like that.
All right, let's get to these millennial minutes. Yes. So let's start in on, no, I'm not going to mix it up with your politics today. Today, you're just going to get it all mashed together because it's love day. Do you hear me? It is love day. And one of the people that I actually do love very much, their work anyway. I don't love them as a person because I don't fucking know them. But I love their work and their what they were able to accomplish, which is Miss Wendy Williams, who is actually asking a judge to unfreeze her Wells Fargo account, which has $40 million in it. And the Wells Fargo froze the account. They froze her account because they were afraid. They said that they have an agreement with her, which allows them to pause or reject instructions for proposed transactions if Wells Fargo suspects financial exploitation, dementia, or undue influence, according to the bank. Now, this is how you know that the bank don't give a fuck about poor people. They don't give a fuck about us. Like, at Wells Fargo, wasn't y'all the ones? Y'all was creating accounts and shit in people's names. You wasn't telling them about it, but now y'all concerned about somebody else. The fuck is going on here? I think that this is how you know they don't give a fuck. Because if you got like $25 in your account and they see that you have now spent like a amount of money on like some internet bullshit, I think they should call you. Like, you know what? Hey, I was just checking in. I see that you have gone to Wendy's every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner this week. And I just wanted to see if you was okay. If you was experiencing any dementia, all right? Or any financial exploitation. Like, have you ever had the bank call you? Like, you know what? I noticed that you made a transaction for Fashion Nova and your account is going to be negative and you're going to get an overdraft on that. Just wanted to make sure you were mentally okay. I wanted to make sure you were sure that this is what you want. Never has that ever happened in the history of banks. That's how you know they only give a fuck about rich people, because poor people, they're like, no, go on, let that motherfucker, go on, let him withdraw it. Let him take it. I'm pretty sure he's it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's withdrawing money at an ATM. Pretty sure he's on crack, but that's okay. No, go on, let him take it. Like, it's never stop. The only way it stops is once they can't get no more money from you. Like, they know, okay, this motherfucker ain't gonna pay us back. He ain't never gonna pay us back. So maybe not give him no more. Okay, no, he's done. Shut that shit down. The Tinder Swindler. Have y'all watched that shit? So it is the day of romance. I'm talking about all everything love. The Tinder Swindler on Netflix will fuck you up. If you don't know what this is, it is a guy who went on Tinder. He set up a profile, pretended to be a billionaire, or like he was a special agent. Like, he was like, catch me if you can. He was in his catch me if you can mode, where he just kept switching up his identity and what he did. But in this particular one, he was supposed to be a son of a diamond billionaire, like a heir to the diamond throne.
And he was meeting these women and he swindled $10 million. And I was like, wait a minute, all these women got to be white. And no, some of them black. I was like, you gotta be.
Your nigga.
He's running for his life and he starts asking you for money to help him flee. I'm like, okay, you just gonna have to die today because this is a lot. Okay, you just gonna have to die today. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You just gonna have to. Because there's no way. With no way to prove exactly who he was. Mm-mm. And speaking of someone who is able to prove who he is, Snoop Dogg acquires Death Row Records. Yes, he did. Congratulations to him. Snoop Dogg, you know, years ago, he started off on Death Row Records. They had a lot of issues because it was under the helm of Suge Knight and a couple of other people that were doing some shady business dealings. But he was able to acquire it, which was interesting because Mattel actually bought it. Mattel, I was like, what are y'all about to do with this? Make a Death Row Barbie? Like, the fuck? A Death Row Hot Wheels? I don't understand what we about to do. A Suge Knight doll? Like, what is we doing, Mattel? Now, Snoop Dogg is in the news twice because actually there has been an allegation that has surfaced of a woman who accuses him and Magic Dawn Juan back in the 90s of forcibly making her go down on them or other sexual acts, I guess, is what they're saying. And it's interesting because he's still on the NFL. They have not dropped him yet, and they are not removing him from anything. But isn't Magic Dawn Juan, wasn't he a pimp? Yeah, this is, I don't know. It's not really a good look, but we'll see what's going on with that. But and Dave Chappelle is back in the news again. This time, everybody's pissed off at Dave.
Gotcha, bitch.
Everybody's mad at Dave. So Dave Chappelle apparently showed up at a town hall meeting in order to stop what people are saying are affordable housing. I think that the houses were like $300,000, I've been seeing allegedly. And people were upset. They didn't think that Dave Chappelle would do that. Now, I want y'all to know. Now, I don't know exactly what's in this bill or this proposed thing about the from the, their county council or whatever. But you also have to realize that Dave Chappelle may talk like you. He may
the chicken
identify with you in a way through his comedy, but he's still rich. And he's mentioned that several times. Like, he's a wealthy man. He's rich. So there's going to be things that he's not going to want. And he's not going to want y'all to be his neighbor. Like, he don't want y'all to live near him. Like, that's just how that is. Like, let's stop the bullshit. So he's rich, bitch. Like, he don't know. No rich person wants to live near people who they consider.
I'm rich, bitch.
Future and Kevin Samuels actually sat down together and did a high value mock therapy session, according to Blacktivity. And okay, why would y'all take advice from Future or Kevin Samuels at this point? Didn't he have sex with Scottie Pippen's wife and some Gucci flip flop? Like, this just not the man you want relationship advice from. Like, I'm just saying, like, this is not it. And speaking of this is not it, all the people who actually went after Texas A&M coach Sidney Carter for wearing pink pleather pants with a white turtleneck. People were saying that it is not professional. She posted a photo on her Twitter account saying, "They want the heat. I'm the only provider." She quoted Nicki Minaj for Game 22. I would wear this. Like, this is something that I would, if I didn't have my super. And Adele is in some hot water because she actually said that she likes being a woman. And here's what happened. So Adele had won an award at the Brits. She won a genderless, which it's okay. She won the genderless artist of the year category, which used to be best female and best male in the past. And now many of the people in the transgender community are calling her a trans exclusionary radical feminist. At what point do you have to do this? Because don't they have an award at every ceremony for music that's just artist of the year? Just say artist of the year. And that shit is solved. And Lisa Ray admits to shooting multiple people. Yes, she did. So I'm going to say something very controversial. I think podcasting really fucks shit up. Because I think that people go on podcasts. In order for podcasts to go viral and to get a lot of listeners, you have to shock the fuck out of people. And now I think podcasting made it a place where everybody feels like they need to say everything and voice everything. So these are conversations that you wouldn't necessarily have out in the open. Now you're having them out in the open. Like, we didn't need to know this, Lisa. Like, you could have kept this shit to yourself. Like, there's no reason for us to know that. Same thing with the shit that's going on with Joe Rogan. Like, I really do feel like sometimes podcasts fuck shit up. Everybody feel like they got to say everything. Like, everything needs to be said out loud. And Adidas has said, we not keeping this to ourselves. They have a new ad, a sports bra ad, that shows 25 people bare breasts so that everyone can find their right fit. Now, I did see the photo. I don't know the connection because I didn't see my type of titty. But, you know, I was looking at the menu and I was like, okay, my titty ain't on here. They don't got my titty on the menu. I don't see it. It's not there. I guess I can't wear a sports bra because I don't have that titty. And I'm like, maybe y'all needed to add more titties because everybody's titty wasn't included. And I feel left out. Aww. I feel left out that my titty wasn't there. But a lot of men were shocked. They were outraged. And I'm like, what? Why, sir? Why are you mad about this? If you don't want to see them, don't look at them. It's not like Adidas sent this shit to you in the mail. Like, you actually have to click on that shit. And I think that people sometimes they forget what real breasts look like and they just think about implant breasts, because implant breasts are going to be more, it's going to be perfect. So when you see perfect roundness, probably an implant. Most breasts aren't like that, especially after you have a few kids. Oh. You know, you get a little older, your titties ain't like that. So I'm just saying, like, this is, I know it shocked some of y'all a little bit because y'all have seen porn since y'all was 11. And so then now when you're seeing this, it's like, oh my God, that's what titties look like for real. Okay. All right. What y'all was saying with them fake breasts, that's more like a titty filter. But the real titties don't look like that. I'm just saying, and I'm not knocking anyone who does have fake breasts. And the IRS saying that you're going to get a smaller refund this year, data shows, unfortunately. So they're saying the average tax refund is issued so far is between $2,200, which is down by about $600 from last year. I guess it is what it is. And this has been another Hills Minutes. Yes, 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 yes. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I didn't talk about the Super Bowl because this is being recorded before the Super Bowl is actually coming on, and I do not know who is going to win, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I want you guys to be safe out there. We will be back again next week with a whole new episode. We are counting it down. We don't have that many episodes left. We have, what, 3 episodes left before the end of the season. I'm excited about it. So we're going to make it work. And I don't know who we're going to have next week. I got to, because I've been slipping. So we're going to have a guest next week. I just don't know what the fuck that is yet. So just give me a minute. Okay. Give me a minute, but we'll be back.